Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle, in Berlin, Germany. Chris, the Frankfurt Eagles' success in Europe gets them an invite to the UEFA Champions League next season.
Yeah, you know, Frankfurt are now two-time European champions. They won what they call the UEFA Cup way back in 1980. But Frankfurt, they required exceptional European play to punch their ticket to the European pitch. They finished 11th in the standings, 12 draws, 12 losses. They had some standout players during this European journey. Boré, who scored, you know, to level against the Rangers. And then between the posts, I mean, look no further than Kevin Trapp. You know, with the Eagles on their way to that silverware, we're unbeaten. They get rid of Barcelona and West Ham. And yeah, as I mentioned, you know, 1-1 says it all. That comes down to the individual skill set, typically of the goalkeeper. You know, maybe he has to pick right, guess right, and choose right. But obviously, you know, the one on the other side of the ball has to execute as well. You know, but Frankfurt, you know, made it happen. Kevin Trapp has been outstanding, 36 saves across Frankfurt's European League campaign. You know, only one trailing the goalkeeper for the Rangers. And in doing so, he obviously, Kevin Trapp, deserved, you know, to get called up by Hansi Flick's Germany as well. He is the season vet for the Frankfurt Eagles. You know, and then Rafael Boré. Boré, you know, it was on the Europa League team of the season. You know, obviously he was productive when it counted most for Frankfurt. And they even, you know, got some production from Alonso Knauf, you know, loaned out from Dortmund. He's a youngster that really played himself onto the radar. Only 20 years old, you know, and then he has another season at Frankfurt. And what he was the young player of the season by UEFA. So all in all, the Frankfurt Eagles, you know, deserved, you know, what they got despite the way they were beat up during the season. When it counted most, they delivered.
And Nkunku and RB Leipzig, another side that will be in Europe next season, won their first ever trophy in the German Cup. Many fans look at RB Leipzig as a plastic club. Is this a good or bad thing?
Well, you know, in my opinion, anytime you're successful, it's a good thing. You know, people look at it bad because Freiburg missed out on their first ever Champions League berth. So that obviously some of the traditional fans, you know, feel a certain way, you know. But when you look at RB Leipzig, you look at their history, they've had decapitated bulls thrown onto the pitch criticizing RB Leipzig. You know, their ascension to the top flight in record time, they were bought over by, we all know, Red Bull, right? The energy drink, you know, it's plaster all of their logos. People have a problem with that as well, you know. But at the end of the day, they still have to field players like every other team, and they haven't been immune to drama. They lost their coach Nagelsmann. He was a huge part of their success. He laid the foundation. Nagelsmann took key pieces with him to Bayern Munich. Jesse Marsch didn't work out. Then Leipzig put everything together under Domenico Tedesco, and then they win, you know, the German Cup. It's outstanding considering they finished their worst ever start in a top flight. And, speak about Nkunku. What can you say? He netted 4 in the German Cup. You know, I believe he has played himself, you know, to where he's ready for a potential move somewhere. I hope maybe it's this summer. Who knows? You know, but all in all, it was an opportunity for Freiburg to get some payback because they lost out on that fourth spot in the standings. But RB Leipzig just proved too much. But all in all, Freiburg wasn't a walk in the park. It was another penalty shootout. So it goes just to speak about how competitive this German Cup was. But we can't forget another headline, the way Bayern Munich were booted out in the first round in a historic, ridiculous defeat. But the success, RB Leipzig deserve it. And we just have to face facts and just deal with the reality. This is the modern way football is done. RB Leipzig navigated through the rules here in Germany. They have a top flight club, and now it's successful.
Speaking of Nkunku here, Chris, he received an individual award as well this season, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, Christopher Nkunku is a name I've been mentioning a lot for a good reason. You know, he was voted the Bundesliga player of the season. You know, you have to consider who he beats out in that pool. Robert Lewandowski, Erling Haaland, Patrick Schick, a number of players that arguably could have walked away as well, but no one before Nkunku has won a record 4-time Player of the Month awards. October And then he did back to back to back, February, March, April, only 24 years old. You know, he really had to deal with some humble soup. You know, he was at PSG. Many didn't think that he played up to, you know, his ability. He's always been considered talented. Now, only 24 years old, he's put up 20 goals and 13 assists in the Bundesliga. He was the first player in the Bundesliga to put up double digits in those categories. You know, he believes he's become a full player. He's developed his game at RB Leipzig, and he deserves the accolades. You know, it's good to see how the Bundesliga sometimes serve as this, you know, second chance opportunity for young talents. And Christopher Nkunku is a prime example of that, of how, you know, you could turn things around if you're being put in the right situation. And clearly he was.
And just like always, Chris, what else has hit your radar?
Yeah, just a few things. Manuel Neuer, it got his contract extended at Bayern Munich until 2024. Clearly Lewandowski is not going to be around that long, but he'll probably be at Bayern until 2023. And we have the Super Cup. It's going to be Nagelsmann in Bayern Munich against his former club, RB Leipzig. That should be interesting. That's kicking off July 30th. They have to decide where it'll be played, but that should be an interesting start to the upcoming season, and I encourage everyone to tune in.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.